Gusto ko lang patunayan na hindi ko talaga ini-edit yung podcast. Kakainom ko lang ng tubig, hindi ko alam kung naririnig nyo. At hindi ko din ini-edit. So, anyway. Welcome to Struggle is Real. You're still listening to Pick a Struggle. I'm still real. And this is still the podcast that you listened to last week. Pero may outline na ako, so baka mas okay na yung mga thoughts natin ngayon. So bago tayo magsimula, gusto ko lang sabihin na ang sarap ng dinner ko. Kumain ako ng baliwag lechon chicken. Tama ba? Chicken lechon? Lechon chicken? Gets na yun. Basically, roasted chicken. Kalahati lang. 150. Tapos bumili ako atsara. Tapos for the first time in a while, I had rice. Which is, yun nga, for the first time in a while. Yes. So, I bought that kasi nag-gym ako and I wanted to, of course, gains. So, as much as possible kasi I try to take as much protein as I can in a day. So, yun. Pero bago ko mag-gym, actually, may sobra akong inabangan today. Yung pag-reveal ni Catriona Gray ng sinusuportahan niya. So, I'm glad that she's supporting the one and only Vice President Lenny Robredo, our future president, and of course, our future Vice President Kiko Pangilinan. Yay! Insert sound effects. Happy ako. Kanina tumitili pa ako dito sa bahay, as in, feeling ko narinig ako, for sure narinig ako ng mga kapitbahay at housemates ko. I really don't care. Anyway, speaking of women, since we're already talking about women, Catriona Gray and Lenny Robredo, yes, power, I want to talk about K-pop girl groups, most especially 21. Kasi recently, I think that was yesterday, na nag-comeback yung, or parang nagkaroon ng stage sa Coachella yung 21. I am just very happy that whenever CL has this opportunity to bring up 21 with her, or bring 21 with her, gagawin niya talaga. Remember 2015, Mama? Talagang dinala niya dun yung 21 with her. Like, Dara, CL, and even si Park Bom na, ang ingay naman nun. Ayun na naman. Gusto po. Sige, wait lang. Sige, busina muna tayo. Ayun. As in, di ba, parang, she's just nice. She's really nice. Like, I like her. And I also like her music, yung latest release niya. I mean, usually, or lately naman kasi, di ba, parang umiingay ng umiingay yung K-pop ngayon. And I appreciate CL kasi she's one of those who not really set the standard high, pero she was one of the first ones who released music like that, yung EDM-ish. Na medyo heavy bass, ganyan. So, yun. And actually, sobrang kinilabutan ako na yesterday happened. Like, 21 happened yesterday at Coachella. That was Coachella. And that's just a rare moment for all of us. Kasi not all second-gen K-pop groups would come back like that. Or would have a comeback stage like that. And honestly, if I were to wish for someone to come back soon, it would be Sistar. And I'm happy na Hyolyn is very active. Soyu is under VV's company, which is BPM, Big Planet Made. Dasom and Hyolyn had their comeback last time, or actually that was a unit debut. Kasi hindi naman sila nagkaroon ng ganun eh. Like, it was just Hyolyn and Bora for Sistar 19, diba? And Hyolyn and Soyu was just, hindi naman siya nangyari in actuality. I'm really sad about that kasi, lolo, kasi I like Soyu and Hyolyn's combination. Like, meron silang cover nung kanta ni K-Well before, yung Growing. Ang kanta talaga. Like, okay. Anyway, So yun, like I just really want to talk about K-pop girl groups kasi I really enjoy yung pakinig ng K-pop. Like I have been a fan since 2012. Bakit lagi yung patanong yung mga sinasabi ko? Tiga, titigilan natin. Pero yun, like I have been a fan of K-pop since 2012 kaya masaya ako whenever second gen K-pop girl groups or K-pop groups in general release music kasi yung sound nila is very distinct from those who release songs recently. So yun. Anyway, let's get to the next topic. Alam mo, or alam nyo, since I am addressing a lot of people here, which I am really thankful for everyone who is listening right now because last week, my listenership tripled at napatunayan ko na ang daming chismosa. Hindi ko alam sa inyo, pero like, later on, let's talk about that later. Anyway, speaking of this episode, I really prepared for this, but I did not practice. So, of course, paano mo ba naman ipapractice yung mga thoughts mo, diba? Like, thoughts just come and go, diba? So, as much as possible, I want this to be organic. Kaya I'm trying to be calm right now. Para mas maproseso ko yung mga sasabihin ko kasi baka mamaya meron na naman tayong masabing hindi maganda. Na ba kung isipin na naman ng mga tao, sila naman yung pinaparinggan ko. Wala pa akong pinaparinggan talaga. Anyway, so going back to that topic, I had this reporting last week at work and I currently am dabbling in a lot of projects at work. So it is really hard for me to prepare for stuff. So yun. So then I realized that one time I was presenting something at work na I know my work and I know kapag alam ko yung alam ko kapag alam kong gagalingan ko or magagalingan ko kapag nag-prepare ako, but I wasn't able to prepare as much last time and sinabi ko naman din sa manager ko na parang I had a hard time presenting that work kasi nga I don't have ample time to prepare. And nag-agree naman siya. So parang I just realized na if there's one thing na I have to manage my like manage with myself, it's I need to keep on practicing while I'm preparing para alam ko talaga 'yung sinasabi ko. Kasi I need to have that kind of mastery or level of mastery whenever I want to say something, whenever I'm trying to explain something. Kasi I want my thoughts to come across correctly dun sa kausap ko. So, yeah. Practice to prepare is something that I always need to do. How about you? Let me know. Tag me on Twitter. Like, at PekaStruggle or at RealR_. Let's go. And, speaking of practice to prepare, maingay ako mag-prepare. Like, there are times na when I try to practice with reports, maingay talaga ako. And, connecting to that maingay, wala na akong maisip na connector, pero what I want to talk about right now is yung maingay na tao. Like me! Maingay ako. Honestly, maingay ako. Maingay ako online, maingay ako in person, maingay yung utak ko palagi kasi marami talagang thoughts and I just don't know how to manage that sometimes. So right now what I'm trying to do is instead of worrying about that, iniisip ko na lang yung energy na ina-expend ko dun sa mga bagay na ginagawa ko normally. So parang I try to manage the pattern or parang di, ano ba? I try to see the patterns that I have, tapos dun ko aayusin, tapos tignan ko. And there was this one time na pinag-usapan namin kaibigan namin na nakakatawa ka ba talaga o maingay ka? Tinanong yun sa akin, sabi. Sabi ko, maybe maingay ako. Tapos hindi naman talaga ako nakakatawa, like I don't have a lot of jokes. Pero like I'm just plain stupid. Like, marami talagang nangyayaring katatawanan sa buhay ko na ako din, hindi ko din ma-explain. Natatawa na lang din ako. Pero there are people na maingay lang sila at hindi naman talaga sila kakatawa. Again, wala tayong wala tayong pinaparinggan. I just want to share, like, thoughts these are thoughts in general. Pag may pinapanagan ako, sasabihin ko sa inyo. Pero wala talaga. I'm not being defensive here. Right? Like, gusto ko lang linawin kasi, of course, we want to be careful about the thoughts that we share online and with this podcast. Kasi, of course, I care for you. I care for my listeners, diba? Anyway, ayun lang. Parang, there are people who are like that. And, ewan ko, parang, parang may mga tao talaga na obnoxious lang sila talaga minsan. Oh my God, naalala ko na naman yung episode ng Drag Race, ang ingin ni Candy Muse. Pero alam mo, I've learned to love Candy Muse. And other, wait lang, ano to? Okay, sorry, I need to notify. And there are other drag queens na like, at first I didn't like them because they sounded obnoxious. But then, I realized it was just my internal bias. Kasi meron ako ibang gusto. Kaya I'm looking for something to hate on them. So I guess baka ganun din yung perspective ko with other people's. Diba? Very healthy processing tayo dito. So yun. So speaking of healthy processing, have you ever tried processing your emotions in a quiet place? Or parang habang nag-meditate kayo? Kasi it helps. It really helps. Most especially with improving your self-perception. Kasi when you try to process things, when you try to process the things that you do, the thoughts that you have, it also enables you to maybe realize something about yourself. Tapos from that, let's say, may makikita kang mali, you'll try to fix it. Tapos may makikita ka na magandang bagay naman na ginagawa mo, you'll get to have something, not really to brag on, pero at least alam mo yung strength mo. So your self-perception increases. It's similar to self-awareness, or maybe self-awareness and self-perception is just the same thing, diba? Ewan ko, parang I always do that. Like, I like introspection, kasi parang natatakot ako na at one point, magkaroon ako ng lack of self-awareness. Kasi I don't like to hurt people. I don't want hurting people with my words or with my actions. Na parang unconsciously, like, nasasaktan ko pala sila or parang di pala gusto yung ginagawa ko. Ayoko nun. And I don't think naman, like, I don't think people would like that as well. Or ikaw din, like, you yourself, like, tingin ko naman, no one would like to hurt people din. So, I mean, no one. Gets yun na yun. Pero yun, parang, sometimes, there's this alarm na nagtitik sa akin na, or parang, ano ba, merong bell na parang magtutunog siya, parang nanonotify ako na parang, okay, wait, you need to have this self-awareness session with yourself and with your thoughts sa isang tahimik na lugar. Or basta mag-isolate ka, like, you try to meditate, you try to process things. So yun, parang it really helps. Like, meditating actually, yun, meditating really helps with improving your self-awareness and self-perception. Again, I am not sure as of the moment if these are two different things or just like synonyms. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But at least, I'm just trying to share. Try ko lang talaga mag-share. Pero yun. And speaking of sharing, some people on Instagram and Curious Cat have shared their questions with me, and we'll try to answer them one by one. We have here 5 questions. Okay. Sige, yay, question time. Okay, let's go. Bakit ang hirap maging bading? Same. Sinabi ko sa nanay ko noong nakarang araw, sabi ko, nakita kami for the last 6 months. Mami, mahirap maging isang anak kasi lagi ka nakikiling sa akin, pero mas mahirap maging bading, sabi ko sa kanya. So my mom is actually accepting of me. I'm a bisexual cis male bisexual. There. Did I just came out? I don't know. And then, hindi naman, like, a lot of people already know about that. Pero yun, I guess, you know what? Wait, maingay. Oh, okay, maingay upuan ko, sorry. Pero yun, I guess mahirap kasi, or hindi, ganito lang. Share ko lang yung struggles ko before. Naalala ko, pinag-usapan namin to ng friends ko over my friend's place. Parang marami kami. So, shout out to my friends, JM, Dale, Gabi, Maya, hello, and Arvik. So parang pinag-uusapan namin na there was a state na tinit ko last year, I think quarter four yon, na parang sabi ko, generally yung thought niya ay I have a lot of friends, pero I have a lot of friend groups, pero I don't have like queer or gay or LGBT circles. So it's hard for me to share my thoughts with like the friends that I currently have, kasi nga sometimes I feel like they won't relate to me. So parang pinag-usapan namin yon, tapos yun nga, struggling nga siya for us kasi parang you tend to keep things to yourself, tapos you'd think na they won't understand you. Of course, most of my friends understand me. I don't know with them, pero I feel like they understand me. So I'm really grateful. Ingay naman. Yan. Sorry. But I'm really grateful with my friends. So, tama ba yung grammar? Anyway. So, masaya ako na I have those people with me. Pero, wala. At one point, parang, bakit ganun? Yung ibang tao, meron silang circle na parang, feeling ko nag-enjoy talaga sila. And I'm really glad that this year, I was able to meet some of them. Or I was able to at least solidify some friendships with a lot of gay people. And just I'm just happy. And alam niyo ba, most of them I met on Pop Up. Okay. And speaking of Pop Up, meron ng tanong sa akin dito. So oh my god. Where is your notes apology? Okay. Number one, I did not intend to hurt anyone. I'm really sorry if it came arrogant. Ay, paano ba? It came across as arrogant. I didn't want to hurt anyone naman, as what I've said earlier. It was just a plain general observation. You know when, sige, explain natin yung perception na yon, or parang yung observation na yon. Alam mo yung parang when you go to a party, hindi nga lang pop up eh. When you go to a party, tapos you see someone that you know, you're not as close, pero that person na parang kikitain mo or parang makikita mo, parang you would be interested in knowing them kasi parang surface level, parang alam mo, or parang you would ask mo, kumusta ka, ganyan ganyan ganyan. And then since hindi nga ka close, parang syempre low energy yung other person, or parang may mga ganun tipong tao. And then someone nakakilala nung pinakakausap mo would come to them. Tapos parang sobrang high energy, parang, wait lang, ano ba naman yun? Ba't ganun? Parang napahiya naman ako ng onte, like, sobrang na-delineate na hindi kayo close, parang ganun. So parang, may mga ganun kasing tipo ng tao, hindi sa pop-up actually, parang, in general, there are people like that. And, sabi ko nga dun sa isang, sabi ko nga dun sa tweet ko, I would also like to apologize because it came across as, parang I am not understanding other people's perspective or behaviors. Kasi, I guess, that came from me being annoyed kasi ENFP ako. Wow, MBTL, come on, ganyan. Pero parang, ano kasi, very extroverted person ako. I like talking to people. When people approach me, wow, people, ako talagang celebrity. Pero kasi, like, when people approach me and say hi, I say hi, I smile, I like, at least, make my eyes look like I'm smiling. Pero, like, I genuinely smile when I feel like I need to smile or I want to smile to that person. So, yun, parang, siguro ganun lang. So, parang na-annoy ako sa ganun. And, natatawa lang ako sa may isang tweet akong nakita or parang narinig ata sa isang conversations with my friends na nagtatanong sa akin kung sino pinaparinig ako doon. Na, parang, may mga ganun daw silang kakilala. So, kino-confirm nila sa akin kung sila daw ba yun. Sabi ko, I guess, kung yun yung perspective sa tao, then okay, go. Pero, na-realize nila na, if wala daw talaga ako pinaparinggan, it's a lesson for them na wag maging snob in real life, na para ewan ko sa inyo, basta ako, yes, let's go, struggle is real. Anyway, so, I'm really sorry, I want to apologize for the people that got hurt with that thought. I will be more careful next time. I will be more understanding next time. So, yun. And I hope people keep listening to my podcast kasi I dedicate time to do this. Okay, bumabalik naman yung patanong kong tone. Pero yan. Anyway, let's go to the third question. What's your room or interior deco inspo? Oh, interesting question. So, wala talaga akong inspiration na like, generally speaking kasi, hindi, paano ba? Hindi ako architect, hindi ako engineer. Hindi, basta hindi ako interior designer yon, hindi ako interior designer. What I am is a neurotic person. Hindi ako diagnosed na neurotic, pero parang, I'm really sorry if that's offensive. Oh my God. Wait. Anyway, I'm sorry. Pero yun, ano naman, what I do is, or what I did when I had this room last year, oh my God, anniversary ko today or yesterday, I Pinterest boards. Ingay naman. Wait lang. Nakalimutan ko mag-do not disturb. I'm really sorry kung narinig niyo yung notification. Since hindi ko to i-edit, like, i-upload ko lang right away. Ayun, so Pinterest boards really help with organizing or parang getting inspirations. But I bought this one book last year. It's called Simplicity at Home. It's a Japanese interior design book. So medyo coffee table book siya. And it actually serves as a coffee table book in my room. Kasi dinidisplay ko lang siya. Pero binubuksan ko naman siya minsan. And pinaplano kong basahin siya actually later, sige, before I sleep. So yun. Yun. Parang, and then one friend also told me na the aesthetic that I have with my home is Japandi. I think that's Scandinavian and Japanese in combination. Like, combination. So parang, ganun. Ayun. I guess that's the answer to that question. And then, fourth question. How do you start your day? Okay, very nice question. Ideally, I start my day by meditating or let's say going to the gym or pag may nasa mood ako magluto, magluluto talaga ako. But then recently hindi ako nagluluto eh. So ayun. So realistically speaking, ang ginagawa ko ay I scan through social media when I wake up kasi papatayin ko alarm. Tapos kailangan ko magising kasi I need to be awake as soon as possible kasi I have a lot of stuff in my plate at work. So yun. And of course, I try to work out as early as I can. As early as I could. I don't know. Grammar. Sorry. So yun. Yun yung ideal kong day and that yun din yung realistic kong araw. Pero honestly, like I think in the past month, I try to practice morning meditations and even yung nightly meditations, yung like bago matulog ganyan, kasi nakakatulong talaga siya with clearing your mind, getting more focus. So yun, I vouch for Headspace and Insight Timer. Those are the apps that I use for meditation. So yun. And then last question. Well, parang dapat itong di last, parang bigat nito, pero yun. Why do people fucking give mixed signals? Kairita. Oh my God. Kaibigan ko yung nag-send. Siyempre, hindi na siya papangalanan. Bakit nga ba nabibigay siya ng mixed signals? Oh, there was this date last time na parang I didn't know if they liked me or not. So, what I did was, siyempre, sobrang confused ko na and I like living my life very intentionally. Very intentionally. Wow. Pero yun, so dahil nga parang I didn't want that for me, yung parang, hindi naman ginagawa niya, the guy is actually a nice person, and I think we're still friends, hindi ko na lang papangalan, pero I think we're still friends. Pero yun, sabi ko na lang sa kanya, I didn't know where or how to navigate from wherever we are. And I guess, on my end naman kasi, pinipilitan ko din kasi sinabi na naman niya noong una na parang hindi naman din siya into relationships at that moment. Hopefully, ngayon, okay na siya. I mean, okay naman siya. Wala, sorry. Yun. Shout out to you kung nakikinig ka. Itag ba ko? Pero yun. Ayun. Yun yung fifth question. And if you have more questions for me, for the entire podcast, sa mga guest ko, send it over sa Instagram or sa Curious Cat. there. Pinapost ko naman yung link eh. Ayun! So, that's it. Bye! See you next episode!